Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. Could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
The Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Happy Crown Day to those who celebrate. Nebraska basketball begins their postseason journey today as the Final Four is set for the NCAA tournament. How about that?
What if you can get a Crown Royal and Royal Crown?
That would be good.
Crown Royal. I'll have a Crown Royal and give me a mix of that with the Royal Crown.
That could probably happen.
Is it country buzzing about the crown?
Oh, yeah, it's buzzing, all right.
It's buzz.
Is the nation abuzz right now?
Yes. They can't sleep right now. They're just so pumped for the crown in Vegas today.
The crown finally
right
begins.
In this morning, they had some pundits on the radio I was listening to. They did not hit on the crown. For some reason, For some reason, those idiots were covering the Elite
Four.
Eight.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know what to say.
They have no idea what's happening today.
We have to walk this fine line, you know. We have to dignify it somehow.
I told Jake, I sent him that this is more sports than idle chit-chat.
Sports.
And I have some idle chit-chat, but the thing that got me the most was that I sent it to Jake.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the fundraiser.
I saw this.
It was the big giving week for Arizona State Athletics. Uh-huh. And so for this, the big giving week for Arizona State Athletics, that is big fundraising week. And Arizona State basketball raised just under $6,000. $5,900-something total.
That was their,
and then also there was 10 sports,
that's
wasn't it, Jake?
Good.
I thought it was more than that.
There's like 10 sports ahead of them. All of the Olympic sports garnered more money. Than what?
$6,000.
They got together.
That's the proverbial red flag.
Right. I mean, Bobby,
you got some problems, Bobby Hurley.
That is not good. That is not good. Imagine that we're going to raise some money. What'd you guys come up with? We got $6,000.
Okay, that'll buy us three days of a good player here. We got three days.
We could triple that right here from the radio station for Fred in an hour.
Yeah.
I think we probably could.
Maybe. Yes.
We could.
Wow. I thought that was very interesting.
The Crown. 7:30 tonight on Fox, Nebraska versus Arizona State.
Steve, I thought about you all weekend.
Good God.
I was in Grand Island.
Yes, where
I used to work. Fauner Park. And I just thought of you working Fauner Park, working there at the Independent.
I was working for the Independent. I was covering the horse races daily.
Yeah, horse races and just loose horse. I said it 20 times.
Yes.
I just yelled, loose horse.
That's a favorite phrase of Sip.
I yelled loose horse at least 20 times. I also yelled.
Was there a loose horse?
I also yelled, hold your tickets every time that there.
So you were at, now, wait a second, though. You got to paint a picture. You went to Fauner Park.
Fauner Park. And it actually was the.
In Grand Isle.
I'm used to this. The weather was incredible. Just cold and rain and misty and kind of did. But that was very Faunerish. It was spring
Thank
of fun, so it was,
that.
That's what I loved about it.
Thank you for saying
that's
that.
How Fauner Park is in the spring. That's 100. Just what you're used to.
There's no snow. That was a good thing.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, and I've seen snow there. You've seen it there before.
100.
And boy, I tell you what, Fauner Park does not disappoint. The place was hacked.
I've heard it's
what do you say? Like thousands? What do you say here?
It's a party.
I don't know.
It's a party. It is like
it's a party.
Jake, it is like Jake. There's nobody that would embrace the horse races more than Jake Sorensen.
I don't deny that. I mean, very intrigued by this. Honestly,
it was a party. It was you couldn't get in. The number of people walk by going like, "This is incredible! I can't even believe how packed this place is."
Ellie's dad told me that. Ellie's dad's out there, right? And he said that Fauner Park is enjoying this sort of resurgence.
Yes, but I loved it. So everything about it was just incredible. So enjoyed that day. Also, Fauner Park is not upgraded, which I love. As far as like carpet, I think it's the same carpet we had when you went in there originally, which I love. And there's
originally mean?
Well, that'd be back in the probably went back to the 80s when I made an
better
arrival.
Times, right?
It's the same carpet.
And then also they had probably
that
I'm going to say 40 TVs that are hung up from, and they're showing races from Santa Anita, different places.
Sure.
And they're all the old TVs. They're all tube TVs. Not one flat screen in the place. How often have you seen it? I've seen a flat screen.
I need to go there.
God, it was great. And then we stayed at the Ramada Inn. Yeah, stay at the Ramada Inn. Yeah, it was treated like
the Ramada
kings.
Inn right out there on the.
You stay there Saturday night or Friday night?
Both nights. We went out Friday. We went out Friday to get ahead of the game a little bit.
So it was a good crowd.
Yeah, the Ramada.
Can I ask you that?
What's that? Yeah, well, it was successful.
Kind of personal question.
Nice. Successful. Kind of went on a late run.
Got high.
Hold your tickets.
Yeah. Hold your tickets.
They say
loose
that.
Horse.
Don't they say hold your ticket sometimes?
But if it's under review right there, photo finish, under review.
Loose horse.
Okay, approximate time that you were at the track, from when to when? Can you tell me?
You get there about 12:30
okay.
And you leave about 6:30.
Okay, so it's a six. Okay, six hours at the park.
I'm trying to
put myself there.
You don't
six
have
hours
to stay
there.
That long.
You don't stay that long. No. You, okay. You kind of want to be there. If you're going to shortchange it, I'd shortchange the front end. I'd show up a little later. The races start at 1:30.
They have a feature race.
They have a lot of feature races.
Did they have a feature race like the something stakes?
I'm sure they did. It was Wood River Days.
With the Wood River Stakes
Wood River Stakes may have been going on. I don't know that. But it was Wood River Days. I talked to several people from Wood River out there.
Were there full? I'm going to ask you some racing questions. Were there full fields?
Yes. Yes. The one that got me the most was every field was 8, and the last race there was 10. Because the 10 horse shot out of the gate, and when it came by us, for the first time came by us, it was just shot out of the gate, went from the widest to first by a long shot. And my first thought was, I had no idea there was a 10 horse in this race. I didn't know there's even 10 horses. And
he shot to the front and then made the rail?
Yeah, made the rail.
Really?
Right. It was like, I couldn't believe what happened.
Did he tail off?
I don't even remember.
That's a lot of exuberance.
A lot of exuberance for early on.
Wow.
A lot of exuberance.
6 hours, though.
How was the track? Another thing.
Muddy.
Was it muddy?
Yeah.
Was it officially muddy?
Yeah, but I diverged hard into the form on what they've done on wet dirt. They call it wet dirt.
Wet dirt.
And that didn't hold true that much.
No?
The wet dirt didn't hold. No, I thought that was like, everyone, this is the way to go. Then there's also, remember the blue sheet, Steve? That was like, that's like a when you buy a blue sheet. That little
100.
And then I could have been typing that. It wasn't even close. I could have been in the basement just like I typed it up.
the spelling?
Yeah. No, not the spelling. Just the advice.
The advice.
It wasn't even close. There were sometimes their top three like finished dead last.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so I kept laughing. I go, this could be me in the basement. Just, hey, just knock this out quick. No one's going to know the difference. Just make some comments.
I need to go to the horse track. I've never experienced that anywhere. Mike Schaefer told us about how fun the Kentucky Derby was years ago, and I can't imagine. Fauner Park has to be delightful as well.
It's not exactly.
I mean, it's not quite the same.
I'm not saying. Well, I'm not saying.
There's a little difference. I'm going to let you know right up front here.
Let me be clear.
I wasn't expecting that, but he sold me on the concept of that, and now this. I'm very compelled by the way that the last 2 years you've gone out there, the last couple years you've been out there.
Yeah.
This seems like a Jake Sorensen event.
It would be your Xanadu, Jake.
I think it would.
So many breakers. I must have talked to 20 breakers.
I was told that Trevor saw you out there and talked to you from Beatrice. Yeah,
from Beatrice,
yep.
I did.
Lives in Seward now, but Trevor.
Yep. So talked to a lot of people.
You also got to ask the question when it comes to Nebraska horse racing, was Katrinka there?
Well, I did not see Patrinka.
Ooh, what?
Patrinka.
You know, she was at Wings Rings the other day. I did see her there on Thursday or Friday. She stopped by for an hour or two.
There was no Patrinka. Patrinka, where were you? Yeah. It was Bill's day.
It was a lot of fun. I'm telling you right now, it was a lot of fun. And then the the hotel, if there's one hotel in the world that I had to say you have to move into and live for the rest of your life, it'd be the Ramada Inn in Grand Island.
Right on the outskirts?
Locust, right there on Locust. Not very far, almost walking distance Locust. to the track.
Yeah.
It's that close. And it was old walk. School. It's an old school. I don't know if it used to be a Holiday Inn at one time, but it has the Holodome feel. The big open area with the pool and the putt-putt golf.
I don't think it wasn't when I was there, and that was 1989. It wasn't a Holiday Inn. It was a Ramada.
It was a Ramada.
As far as I know.
But they built it in that fashion. And we were sitting there talking. We had a table outside by the pool. We had a bunch of food we'd brought. And so after the races, we all met up there, had a great time. And we're just sitting there going, imagine coming to this bad boy about 1979.
Yeah.
You'd have been like, this is, you'd looked at your parents like, I mean, you'd have drove, people were driving 4 to 6 hours.
Hit its peak in 79.
Yeah. If we'd have checked in, if I'd have been whatever age at that time, it would have been like, I don't even understand how my parents have done this for us. I don't understand. I would thank them the rest of my life.
Sounds like an incredible weekend.
I like that.
If anyone else sees
when you're at the horse track, that's important for Idle Chit Chat. It really is. That's imperative, actually.
It is imperative. Thank you, Bill. But there is something we would be remiss not to. We're not the stars of this show. You guys, that became very clear to me on Friday when Ellie performed at Wesleyan.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't get any video or response to this at all.
No, it was incredible.
Yeah.
They won
it. They won it all.
They won. And they were five teams, right? And her sorority won. And they were the first ones up, so I was a little concerned.
Yeah, the rotation's tough.
Yeah, but they won, and Ellie is, she's talented. This was a show. This was fun. You know, I didn't know what to expect, but it was really entertaining. Five different teams. I think there was two guys and three girls. Yeah. And it was.
You remember the songs?
It was bold.
Ellie, give us the songs.
Yeah, write three of your songs.
She's been practicing for a long time. This has been a big deal for practice.
Over a year. A
couple months.
The lip syncing battle, right?
Yeah. It was a lip sync competition.
The Willards. The Willards won it.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes.
I forgot the name. The Willards won, and it was. I'll just say this. It was a joy. It was entertaining.
And where was this location again, Steve?
It was like the Rogers Fine Arts building.
Wesleyan.
At Wesleyan.
Oh, at Wesleyan. Okay.
Right next to the Ackley building.
Okay.
It was easy access. There's a big crowd there.
Your side of town.
Easy access. Yeah. My side of town. Sat with Derek. Uh-huh. Derek is Ellie's dad. Let's see. Oh, here's some songs.
Jay, can you read this?
Playlist.
All right. Okay. Physical, 1999.
Okay.
Danger Zone and Girls Just Want to Have Fun were the four songs.
Was Girls Just Want to Have Fun, was that like the big finale? Was that?
It has to be.
That was your song?
That was her song.
That was her song.
Yeah, Ellie. Right.
You got to have some serious mojo
Danger
for that one.
Danger Zone. I can see Tom Cruise flying right now.
I had no idea that Ellie was as outgoing as she is. Like
it's 6 a.m. She can't. You can't have the high energy right
sorry
now.
Sorry, because she falls asleep quite often in the studio. The lights go off.
She's sort of like, I don't know. I don't want to say runs the show there.
I can
but
see it.
It was. She's a big deal at Wesleyan.
Well, when she did the
can I say that Ellie? Is that okay?
Time, Jake, you would know this. You weren't here. There's a snowstorm. You were out
first 40 minutes.
But Ellie did the. Remember, she did the announcing of what it was like when she would announce the Wesleyan basketball team, and I saw a whole different side. I go, hang on here, this is different. I agree. What? I think there's a different Ellie afternoon. Once we hit noon, I think things change.
Yeah, I wonder what time is it? Is it 10 a.m.? Is it noon? Yeah. What time was the she change?
Sounds noonish to me, doesn't it, Ellie? Am I about right?
She was amazing.
Energy level turns up,
and it was. I don't know what you have about like 16 people, 20 people in your troop. It was, they were all very talented, but
12 people. You went to this.
Yeah, but she was probably the best one. Ellie was the best one. But there was some talent in that room. There was
they've been practicing for a long time.
Yeah.
Did they play We Are the Champions by Queen afterwards?
No, but they got a big trophy.
Did they?
Yeah, they got a huge trophy, and Ellie hoisted it over her head.
Did you?
It's her life achievement right now.
She did. She,
Ellie, do you have a photo of that? Yeah, no, you do. Like
you didn't
to
bring
see
the trophy in today? Come
tomorrow,
on.
Tomorrow, bring the trophy in, please.
It was very Phil
we had,
Jackson.
We had it right
was
here.
It Phil, very Phil Jackson.
She reminded me of Phil Jackson in the moment. She hoisted it above her head.
Wow.
She was very happy.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad that you were there for this. Thanks for being there for the stool.
To win out of the one hole?
We were worried.
That's hard.
I was worried.
Yeah, right away it's like, oh, man.
I was worried. I didn't voice the concern, but afterward, Derek, Father Derek, said something to me about it. I was like, yeah, I was a little worried about that, too. No, we had fun. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the invite. That was
I'm proud of you for attending and giving us the play-by-play there.
Well, right now,
the
me and Steve have had quite an idle chit-chat weekend. What have you
I didn't
done,
have much
Jay?
Going on. It was actually a really it was really chill. It was quiet. I didn't
thud,
do anything.
Thud.
Thud. Thud.
No, I'll say this, though.
What is
last
it?
Night, you know, I'm looking at some sports before the show, getting ready for the
sports?
Day. And I had a moment of pure envy and jealousy for other Big Ten hockey programs. We don't have men's hockey or women's hockey here. We've got club hockey. Oh, yeah. They built the Breslow as a practice area, basically, for people and for the co-ed hockey teams to go out there, but not an actual UNL team. Different story.
We're spending enough money right now, but go ahead. Yeah.
But I'm watching Penn State. I see the highlight of Penn State beating UConn 3-2 to advance to the Frozen Four, and the fans are going crazy. This place is packed. You see the UConn goalie is just, he is inconsolable. He's just, he is just so distraught. The whole team goes over there once the Penn State scores the goal. And he's like on the ground crying, can't control himself because he's so pissed that he allowed the goal that Penn State is going to the Frozen Four. And I said, we have nothing like that here in Lincoln at all. I texted this weekend, Penn State champions in wrestling, champions in women's volleyball, third or fourth in football, and now they're going to the Frozen Four in hockey. What a year for Penn State Athletics.
That's
what
a flex.
Freaking year.
Jeez. That's a flex.
Jiminy Christmas.
I'm thinking about full stands for hockey. You know, Lincoln Stars are wonderful. We love the Stars, but I'm talking about UNL. And UNO gets great attendance. They're usually a pretty good team.
No, they're
and
really
I'm envious
good this year.
Of them.
Yeah, Greg, Missing Tooth Greg, our show friend, goes to those games like every home game. They are well attended. 6,000 plus.
I have been to Mavericks games. They are a fun time. But selfishly, hockey. I'd like to have that in Lincoln
hockey
for the Huskers.
Here, hockey here would be pointing. Give it the point.
Husker hockey.
Point. Husker hockey, that fits.
Come on.
Dannon, let's do this. Yeah.
Troy.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I watched him Friday night.
You did?
I watched Penn State Friday
did
night.
Did you?
They beat Rhode Island, was it?
I don't know who
it was. They beat
the Frozen Four. We don't know who's in it, do we?
Yeah, we should.
The Frozen Four is set. The Frozen Four is set.
I can check that out real
there's
quick.
There's got to be a Boston team in there, right?
Usually Boston U or Boston College is in it.
Yeah, there's got to be one of those. Seriously.
Frozen Four.
Frozen Four, get it. Come on, Jake.
I'm pulling up right now. Okay, the Frozen Four. This is a bad website.
What'd you get? What?
Penn State.
I got this. Jake, this is bad radio.
Well, you asked me for it.
I did, and it's
okay,
my
here
fault.
We go. We got
bad radio is my fault.
Denver is in the Frozen Four.
Denver,
as well
quite
as
common.
Western Michigan, Penn State, and as you guys said.
My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything, and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Boston U.
Yeah, so either always, Boston,
always Boston College or Boston U. This year it's Boston U.
Western Michigan. Maybe the first time that's a big upset.
Wow, Penn State Athletic Department. Hello.
The reason we went into this little restaurant bar in the hotel Friday night, and the games were on, and I go, hey, there's a big beautiful flat screen and not so good TV over here. I go, hey, can we change this to the game? And late, it was on ESPN2. She goes, no, we can't change the channel. Really? I go, what happened? She goes, someone stole the remote. It's been on ESPN. It's been on ESPN2 every night for 3 months. I go, We can't get a remote.
Hang on a second.
That's beautiful. And then so we watched the games on this little screen in the corner.
No, we lost the remote.
3 months? What's no that? Effort to
three
get
months.
A remote.
No, no effort to do it.
I wonder
I felt we... about going to Walmart, buying a remote.
Let me help
and
out
leaving,
here.
And just leaving the remote
Is
to help them
simple?
Out. It's that simple.
You
it's
can program simple. A remote to
yeah,
any TV.
Any
yes.
TV.
Yes. That is just pure laziness or lack of effort. I'm just saying. Yeah. By the way, Bill, it was Maine they beat, not Rhode Island. They beat Maine 5-1, Penn
there
State
you go.
Did. Frozen
well,
Four.
Yeah. Maine.
Imagine Nebraska being in the Frozen Four.
Be crazy.
I'd be there. I'd have a sweater on.
We'd have big sweaters on.
We'd all have them on. We'd make sip have
scarf.
One, too.
Nearly yeah. We'd wear scarves. About this
we'd wear scarves. Are. Oh, I would. That would be big.
There's
we'd already
too much money being spent. Anyway, no, yeah, it would be great. When they play at PBA, is it equipped? Is it equipped? Is the floor big enough? Is all that?
I think it is.
I think it is, yes. too. I think it is. I don't know where else you'd play, the Breslau Center, maybe.
No, because they built 700 seats there. It's 700 seat capacity.
You have to pack them in. I've been to the Breslau Center, and it's not many seats there.
They had no plans ever for attendance here at all. Build a hockey center. Nobody can attend it, though.
PBA,
wonderful.
PBA is equipped, though, you think? We don't know
yes,
that.
Absolutely. PBA is equipped.
Is the floor big enough is the question. Is
yes, there, the yes. floor is absolutely big enough. Is it? 100%.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I mean, they had the rodeo there on Saturday. They can do anything in there.
Yeah. It's PBA.
They had PBR, PBA on Friday.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. They can have hockey there. Trust me. They could do it.
Are you pushing for it?
I want hockey. I want it. Hockey's fun. Okay.
It seems kind of a whimsical idea.
No. Yeah. I've said this for a long time. I want hockey. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. Text the ticket to get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Get a free quote within 24 hours. That's again Newton's Lawn Care, 402-440-6297. The Final Four is set in basketball, and for the first time since 2008, it is all one seeds, and I know one person to my left is ecstatic about chalk, 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 and that is you, yeah. Steve Sipple.
I don't mind it too, but who do you have the teams? I hate to say it, from 2008.
I had them. I'll get those
because that interests me because I do not recall it ever being all ones. How many times did it happen? Is this it twice? Is that it?
I think 08, and then sometime in the 70s it was, but really? This is the third time it's ever been
happened.
All. Yeah. One seeds. The Final Four in 2008 was North Carolina, UCLA. Come on, pull up.
North Carolina, UCLA,
Memphis, and Kansas.
All blue. Yeah. All blue.
That's the year that Kansas
Outer
beat
blue
Memphis
blue.
In the finals.
Yeah. Kansas, yes. UCLA, North Carolina, and Memphis.
That's that was, right. If you're wearing blue, then who are you with? You better have some initials.
All powder blue.
That's
the loser is the Big Ten. The Big Ten will fail to put a team in the Final Four for the fourth time in the past five tournaments. For the fourth time in the past five tournaments, the Big Ten has zero.
When's the last champion, Steve?
2000.
Michigan State. Tom Izzo, yeah. 2000.
2000 was the last Big Ten champion. I thought the tournament was kind of fun. It got very predictable, though. It got very predictable. I mean, you knew, for instance, that Michigan State could hang around with Auburn, but they weren't going to beat them. They hung around. They weren't going to beat them. You knew that Alabama could hang around with Duke and not beat them.
Now, they really didn't even 20. Hang around that much.
No, they didn't. They kind of did.
They were down by 10-plus the whole
yeah,
game.
They hung around.
Yeah. Lost by 20.
Now, Tennessee did not hang around at all.
Scored 15 in the first half.
Tennessee scores
15
points
in the first half. That's with the three-point line.
They shot 28%.
And a shot clock.
Yeah, they shot 28%. They don't have a post presence, and they were missing their threes.
This would have been 1971 tournament, and some team scored 15. You'd be shocked.
Tennessee didn't have a post presence, and they weren't hitting their threes. So then they hit some twos off a curl, and they just couldn't get anything.
Were they 0 for 12 in the first half on threes? I think that was at least at one point, they were 0 for 12 in the first half.
I think that's right.
The games were not. I mean, but there was two games that were competitive.
Florida was an incredible game.
No, actually, really won. The Florida Texas Tech game was great. So Texas Tech was up by 7 with 3:40 to go in the game.
With 2:58.
It was 71-64. Then up by 9,
yep,
and
nine.
Florida just goes on a heater. Clayton gets hot once again, and Florida comes back, wins in regulation, 84-64. 79. A very, very, very late flex in that game for the Gators. They're on to the Final Four to
face Auburn,
who yesterday again had some free throw issues to end the game, but they hold on. They beat Michigan State 70-64 to advance to the Final Four. The other games you mentioned, Duke beats Alabama 85-65, and yesterday again, Houston over Tennessee 69-50. Really, the only game that was ever in doubt, though, was the first game of Florida-Texas Tech. The other ones, even though Auburn only won by six, they were in pretty much control of that game the whole time. That's not really any drama in the Elite Eight. One game of drama in the Elite
Eight, though. It's a great Final Four. It's a great.
You like all the ones?
Yeah, I do. I like the matchups. I kind of wish the SEC wasn't squaring off against each other, but it's fine. Duke's obviously the team to beat. Duke is fun to watch. And, I mean, I didn't watch a lot of the tournament, but I made sure I watched Duke those last two games. Oh, God, they're ridiculously good.
They can do it on both ends. Their defense. I mean, it was hard to say that week, the game before, because Arizona scored 93.
Yeah.
They did score 93, but boy, did Duke, they gloved up Alabama.
They did.
Alabama's average, you know, they're the team who thinks he's going to score 100.
They had 113 points the last time out.
Yeah.
113.
They were just 50 short of that.
Alabama shot, what were they against BYU? 25 of 51 from the three-point line?
Correct.
They were 8 for 32 against Duke. 8 for 32.
But, you know, Mark Sears had, 34 points against BYU? He had 6 points. You can't, your star player, a first-team All-American, can't go 2 for 12 and have 6 points. Have any chance to beat Duke?
Every shot he took was contested. It was, I mean, the one, they had wide-open shots against BYU. Every shot was contested against Alabama.
Duke is long.
Their length is really good.
But Duke also, you know, their whole team's good. The starters in the game, you had all but one had double figures. You had 9. I mean, Flagg had 16 points. Malik had 14. Is it Knupel? Did you say that?
Knupel
had 21, and Proctor had 17. Balanced. Cooper Flagg is the star. He's the stud of the team. But that is a well balanced team that he's a great leader on, and it's truly fun to watch them play basketball because it's both sides. Great defense, as you mentioned there, but they are just. They're just a machine offensively. They always have an answer on offense. Always.
They do.
Whether it's a three-pointer or just getting an open look down low, they are just a machine.
John Shire put that team together. That's Shire. That's not Coach K.
That's Shire, yep.
Shire's in his third year, and he put together a team with the NCAA tournament in mind, he said. And they're freaky. And
That comment freaks me out.
What?
Put together a team with the NCAA tournament in mind.
Not all do that.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
They have a 7'2" freshman center who is, he's talk about a defender. I mean, if Kamon Malach is in front of you, it's trouble. And because he gets down in a stance and defends at 7'2", they're beautiful. I don't know. Maybe they won't win. Mm. They'll have to have an off game though. To not win.
Well, at this point, would it be, again, it's all one seed, so they're all supposed to be there, but would you guys be surprised if Duke does not win at all?
Yeah.
I'd be shocked.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be shocked. But could they lose? Yeah. Anything happens. Things happen. Houston could beat them. I didn't really think Houston could beat them until all of a sudden they just threw Tennessee out of the gym.
Yeah, Houston, those teams that are in this Final Four. Jake, the reason I don't mind, I like it, is because they're ridiculously good. They're ridiculously good. We don't see that.
The conference.
We don't see these teams in the Big Ten. We don't. They're not in.
Well, we said all year long that the Big Ten's going to have a lot of teams. They don't have a true alpha, though. And Michigan State was your alpha of your conference. And again, hung around against Auburn, but they never really were in the game. They were down by 8 to 10 to 12 points the entire game.
That would have been an upset.
Looks good to lose by 6, but it wasn't really a 6-point game. It was not that type of
very predictable game. Very predictable.
They were down 23-8 like halfway through the first half, and they never got it to a point of really striking at all.
The ones are really good. I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing. They're just really good. I think Florida's the fourth best of them, and they're really good. Houston is, God, they look good yesterday.
Houston survives Purdue. I mean, they get a late bucket to win that game by 2 in the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just were they were unstoppable. Their defense was, of course, great, but they were scoring the ball. They won by 19 points. Tennessee's really good.
Oh, God.
They had held them to 15 in the first half. But the end of that Purdue game on on, was that Friday night?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was remarkable.
Saturday night.
No.
The Purdue game is Friday night. Sorry.
That game, and I'm watching it as just a casual fan. I'm watching it, but Purdue got robbed. There was an offensive foul.
Was there a push-off?
It was like...
Was it this?
There's sometimes you go, okay, you know, keep the whistle.
Do that again.
It was. Just go back and watch it. It was such an offensive foul. And the referees kind of made it look like, as if they're kind of like going like, they didn't even like it even happened.
It's tricky to me, Bill. You see a lot of that now.
Yeah.
Offensive players with their you see it called.
This was an offensive foul.
Yeah, it was an offensive foul. There's no doubt about it. I'm trying to defend the ref a little bit by saying you see it a lot. You maybe get tired of it. I mean, I don't know what happened maybe the defenses got really good and offensive players have to do stuff like that now. Cooper Flagg does it all the time. Yeah. Cooper Flagg's always pushing off with his offhand. But everybody does it. Watch Bryce Williams.
Yeah.
Bryce Williams is always pushing off.
And I wouldn't like, oh, well, it's going to make a difference in the game. Well, at that point, it did. The score was tied.
Yeah, he pushed off. It was a clear push off.
Then they missed the shot, got the ball back, made the incredible inbounds play, and win the game.
Here's what I was trying to say, Bill. You see a lot of flopping on those plays.
You do see flop. I didn't think that one was.
I didn't.
You see a lot of flops.
You see a lot of flops when guys put their arm out. The defender flops. You see that a lot. And I think refs get like, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to give this guy this.
I agree with that.
Yeah. But I didn't think Braden Smith flopped.
But I was not watching it as a Purdue fan.
No, I wasn't either.
I think they got worked on that.
Houston guy hit him.
Yeah, hit him hard.
Yeah.
The early lines for the Final Four.
Yes.
Florida is a 2.5-point favorite against Auburn on Saturday. Florida.
Oh, that's shocking to me.
You think they're the fourth best team in the Final Four?
Put it all on Auburn.
They've made them just miraculous.
Are we a gambling show?
Yes.
Not a gambling show.
No, we're not.
We are this week.
Let's put it all on the Tigers. Just straight up. You just got to win straight up. Seems like an easy bet.
I kind of see Auburn in this one, too.
What's Duke?
Duke is a 4.5-point favorite over Houston. Mm. I kind of like Duke in that one as well. The cover 4.5.
I don't know if I've seen a team look as good as Duke in a long time.
Long time.
Long time.
100%.
And I'm going. I go. These guys are incredible.
I have not seen a team like that either. That good.
Think about this. They have. Obviously, the best player. No one is talking about right now. So if Cooper Flagg goes the first pick in the draft, right?
Yes.
Should be.
Where is Knipple's the freshman, right?
Con Knipple. I got it.
They have three freshmen starting. They have the center, they have Knipple, and they have Flag. Mm-hmm. They have three freshmen starting. So where is Knipple at in draft talk?
I don't know where he's at. He's 6'7", 217. Mm-hmm. He is a freshman from Milwaukee, averaged 14.4. I don't know where he's at.
Here,
I don't know where I'd put him.
Here's the reason I bring it up.
He's going to get drafted.
Here's the reason I bring it up.
Why?
Because Rutgers say they say there's the potential of two in the top six, two in the top 10, and they went 15 and 17.
Yeah.
And they think they have two. That's my question. they have two in the top 10 was right. What they were saying. And they went 15 and 17.
I have an answer for you. I just saw a mock draft from NBA.com.
Okay.
This is from March 19th, so 2 weeks ago.
Good one.
Now, you said Rutgers, by the way. Start with them. Rutgers is predicted to have the second and fourth picks.
The second and fourth overall, and they went 15 and 17.
Dylan Harper, second to the Wizards, and fourth is Ace Bailey to the Pelicans in this draft. Now, the Duke players you're asking about, of course, Cooper Flagg is first projected to the Jazz right now. And then, by the way, Derek Queen, fifth, Maryland, is projected there. And then the other two players, Malouk, what was the last name, the big guy?
Kaman Malouk.
Mm. Okay. He's projected seventh
to Toronto. No kidding.
And then Knipple is 10th to Portland.
Ten.
So three potential top 10 picks there.
That's pretty good.
Knipple's projected 10th.
I didn't see that. I thought they'd be a little lower than that.
But he is 6'7", and you see the way he moves. Wow. Yeah. Okay. He's kind of a wow player to me. Yeah. 10, though. I didn't expect that. And I did not expect that Malouk would be that high. But, as I
top
said,
10 picks projected right
7-2, really athletic.
And they're saying Isaiah Evans, also seen as a not lottery pick, but first-round pick. So that's four players in the first round.
They are. That's as good a team as I'm with you. I haven't seen a team that good in a while.
No.
That's why they should win. If they don't play their best game, they could lose, though.
But also, when you have that many great players, you expect them to be selfish. They're not selfish. They pass the ball well. They share. It's a team that likes each other. They all could be first round picks, and they're saying, "Listen, we want to win. Winning's more really important upset. Than me right now."
Shire hammers on Flagg to be more aggressive.
He does.
He said it to the media. He said it like in the in-game interview, mm-hmm. like to be more aggressive because he can dish it so well.
He's a great kid. You can tell.
You know what stinks about that? How long did Leitner play in Hurley? Didn't they play for like 3 or 4 years for Duke?
So.
I mean, they played.
I think so.
So these guys are all like Flagg would be one of those guys. He's a Leitner. He's a that type of a guy. He's going to be and gone in a year.
Now I think he'll be gone a year. I've heard talk that if he doesn't like where he's getting drafted, he'd come back. If it looks like he's going to Charlotte, come back. So the way it falls into place is he could determine the NBA does its. I'm going to call it a lottery, and you'll know which team picks first, and he can still decide to come back. He could. Don't guys come back more now?
I don't know. The first pick overall.
Yeah.
I'd have a hard time walking away from that one.
What if it was Charlotte, though?
Yeah.
What if it was Charlotte?
I don't know.
I think you might come back.
Hang on. Now, time out. Detroit last year won like 3 games.
They were 3-30 at one point. Now they're a playoff team.
Now they're a playoff
team. They're the 6th seed in the East.
No, I know. Yeah. But I'm telling you, I've heard that if Charlotte would be the team, he might just come back. He doesn't want to go there. He doesn't have to. You know, he's going to make... imagine he'll make some money.
What if that happens and he says, I'm not going. He stays in. The next year, Charlotte wins it again.
I'm sticking around again.
One more year.
I love being a junior here.
Cooper Flagg. Congrats to the Final Four teams. All chalk. Sip's a happy man. When we come back,
I am.
Kevin Willard's on the move, and it's no surprise to anybody. It's up next, an early break in the ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.